As I mentioned, we do have a testimony tonight from someone who's been a part of Justin's Place. Jacob Braun is here. He's 22 years old, and he's from Naples. And he's going to come and tell us how God has been at work in his life. Jacob, come forward.
Hey guys, how y'all doing tonight? Thanks for having me here. I'm grateful to be here. I never thought that I'd be the one sharing, what God's doing in my life. And, growing up, I always had a lot of people invested in me and my future, but I wasn't one of them. And among those things that they invested in my education, I was good at skateboarding, guitar, sports, so my parents always made sure that I could excel at those things, but my faith was one thing that they tried to give me too. So I grew up Catholic, and I grew resentful because it interfered with what I wanted to do, and I wasn't the one actively working at it. So I made my first communion. I was confirmed, went to Sunday school, but I never really had any firm belief in the Lord. And, I saw faith as an interference with what I wanted to do. So I developed my own moral code that suited me and what I wanted to do. And therefore, if I didn't feel bad about doing something, was I really doing bad? Is how I looked at it. So to avoid feeling convicted or, believing in anything, I just did what I wanted to do. And it didn't lead me to a good place. All the things I said I would never do or wouldn't happen to me, they happened to me. This past year and a half, I've been bouncing around rehab, and I never thought that would be me, that I'd be that guy. But, I always had good people who would just pop up in my life in a time when I was in need. And they always happened to be good Christian people trying to spread the love of the Lord to me. And I finally let them in. I had to be humbled. I wouldn't humble myself, so the Lord humbled me. But, once I let God in, my life's changed a lot. I was very sick, coming off a variety of substances, and I finally made the commitment to try and get into Justin's Place. I had just gotten out of a 6-month program in Minnesota, which I failed at, and relapsed and was on the street for a little while, until a pastor actually happened to bring me off the street and check me to detox. He was one of those people that I think God sent in my way to help me out. And I was willing to listen then. But anyways, so I really didn't want to commit to a year-long program because I just got out of 6 months. But I just kept hearing, Justin's Place. You need to go to Justin's Place. Somebody said, if you're actually serious about wanting to get better and work recovery, go to Justin's Place. Otherwise, don't talk to me. And after 3 months of trying it my way and avoiding going to Justin's Place at all costs, I found myself in just as bad of a situation as I've been in before, around people, around people and in a place I shouldn't have been by any means. And, next day, I told my family what was going on with me. I talked to my sponsor, basically a sober mentor that helps guide me through my sobriety. That's what a sponsor is, if you don't know. And I put in the application to go to Justin's Place, and I still had a month to wait to get in, and I didn't trust myself. I didn't think I was going to make it because I was really trying not to go off the deep end. And it's about 10 days in, I reached out to God, and I said, God, please, I need your help. I can't do this on my own, and I need to get in this program. I don't know what's going to happen if I can't get in here sooner. I can't wait a month. And the next day, I got an email saying, hey, come on into Justin's place. So since then, you know, I was brought up around God and around Christians and hearing about Jesus, but I never sought after him. I never tried to live that type of life. And since I surrendered and was humbled, I've been trying to live that way. And I'm not perfect. I still slip up. But my life, a bad day today is a lot better than my best day out there when I was using. And it's by God's grace that I'm sober today and that I'm here. You know, he's looked out for me and he's opened doors for me along the way. You know, I wasn't able to get an internship in school ever. I did 3 years at Florida, the Gators. And, you know, I was too strung out, so to speak, to ever pursue an internship or anything of that nature. But through St. Matthew's House, I managed to get an internship doing marketing and development. So, you know, God just opens up doors. And I met some awesome people who are going to be lifelong friends of mine. And some of them are here tonight. They came to support me. And I'm really appreciative of that, you know, just because I'm willing to listen and to look for God today. So I guess that's all I got. I appreciate you guys listening. Thanks.
Thank you, Jacob.